Okay, we're at the Stratford East.
Theatre Royal.
Sorry, Stratford Theatre Royal. I don't know what the hell I'm saying. And we're doing a live boo from a burning bin. I think this is a burning bin boo, isn't it?
It is, yes. It's a bin boo. It's rather wonderful in this almost all-black version of A Clockwork Orange. It'd be a Terry's Chocolate Orange, wouldn't it, really?
Yes.
Terry's
you don't whack them, or you?
No, well, you have to whack them to unwrap them, don't you, or something
yes,
like that?
Something like
yes.
That.
We've been assaulted in our senses, both visually and orally, but also nasally, because there's a wonderful effect of the proximity of a Jamaican food bar that means the theatre smells continuously of fried chicken. But coming outside in the interval, it also smells of barbecue because someone set fire to a handy waste paper bin.
Yes, but anyway, onto the actual play. Well, it's really a musical piece, really. It's somewhat... I can't help but feeling it's very topical for this point in time in London.
Well, it feels hugely significant that there should be a play about sort of gang violence so soon after the London riots and on the day that Westfield Shopping Centre opens across the road. Mm. The juxtaposition is ironic, if nothing else.
Yes. But it also goes to show that, you know, young people have been troublemakers for years in this country.
Well, playwrights have suggested that young people are troublemakers.
Yes, that's what I was getting at. Yeah.
It's not really empirical, is it?
I'm sure we could do a study somehow. But actually, the performances are terrific, aren't they?
I think it's fantastic.
The time just breezes by.
It's extremely well-paced, and the four young men who play the gang are really terrific, especially the central character of Alex, which was the Malcolm McDowell part in the Stanley Kubrick movie. I find... This young man, I'm sorry I don't know his name because I don't have the programme in front of me.
It's under my armpit, actually. Sorry, that was overshare.
Yes, yes. Okay, well, we'll not be glancing at it until it dries out.
Yeah. Awfully warm these theatres are during the summer months. But also,
it's always August under your armpits.
Yeah. Sounds like the title of a play.
I think it's the title of your autobiography, isn't it?
I'll make a note of that. But I think also the thing is about this the show, the music is quite impressive and that really drives forward the story. And it's almost like it's Afro-reggae type influence.
It's very hard to put a genre to the music. You think at first that it's going to be very kind of Cool in the Gang or hip-hop or something, but it's not. I can see influences of Dave Brubeck and sort of lounge jazz.
Yeah. And soul.
And soul and a little bit of reggae. I mean, it's really musically very clever and very diverse, a little bit like the audience. I always think when you come to Stratford that you get a very intelligent and really wonderfully diverse audience.
Why, thank you.
Okay, well, white Australians are definitely in the minority, ladies and gentlemen, and Paul's mother, let me tell you.
All right, we'll go back in.